President Bush okayed spying in America. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. In his regular address to the nation on Saturday, President George W. Bush confirmed reports that he authorized and condoned spying in the USA. He admitted to recently surfaced allegations that he had signed a secret order in the wake of the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center, authorizing the surveillance of phone calls and emails without obtaining court orders. He reiterated his belief that spying is a vital tool in keeping America free from terrorist attack, and that his authorization was and is critical to saving American lives. He added, "The American people expect me to do everything in my power, under our laws and constitution, to protect them and their civil liberties. And that is exactly what I will continue to do as long as I am President of the United States." His confession has sparked outrage among libertarians for violating civil liberties. Senator Edward Kennedy stated Mr. Bush's tactics were Big Brother run amok. Senator Russell Feingold admonished the President for abusing his power. "I tell you, he's President Bush, not King Bush," he said. Another senator said the shocking revelation ought to send a chill down the spine of every American. Mr. Bush said the surveillance program was narrow in scope and consistent with U.S. law. He said it is used only to intercept the messages of those with a clear link to Al-Qaeda. The president also criticized the leaking of the information to the media, saying, "This is a highly classified program that is crucial to our national security."